Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
It's going to be a sunny day, scattered showers, but it is dry on the windward side. So if you want to play at Olomana, you can. It's gorgeous. They're really doing a lot of great work at Olomana. And the tee times that are open right now are 10:30 to 11:53. You can find tee times in that time frame, and may you all hit the sweet spot. We've got Women's Golf Day, June 7th, 400 golf venues in 17 countries, same day, same time, everywhere around the world. Women will be golfing in every time zone. We're going to talk with Lisa Godet about that. And next up, because we've got golf, professional golf being played in every time zone, just about with the LPGA Kingsmill Championship, the European Dubai Duty Free Irish Open hosted by Rory Foundation, and the PGA Tour ATT Byron Nelson. That's where Bob Bupka is, and he'll be with us right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, a store, or townhouse, custom or single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right, so call Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. And by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities, Kauai's South Shore Jam. Futurastone. Futurastone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home project into artwork. Futurastone can build you a special place for your friends and family to gather. Barbecues, fountains, water features, and outdoor lighting. Futurastone. Only the best. And by Montgomery Power Sports, 550 North Nimitz Highway next to Liliha Bakery, featuring Indian, Victory, Suzuki, and Husqvarna motorcycles, Polaris ATVs, and GEM electric vehicles. Montgomery Power Sports, where first responder discounts never end. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber hits the road.
At Poipu Bay, the Japan Club is going out, and you could play a round of golf at 10:40 or 12:10, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. Bob Bupka, golf reporter for Talk Sport in the UK, co-host of the Grill Room Golf Show. It's on TuneIn Radio and on Talk Sport. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Always a pleasure to be on with you, Danielle. You know that.
Well, you know, I was talking to Lisa Godet. She's organizing Women's Golf Day, June 7th, 400 golf venues. Even Morocco's on board, 17 countries. She heard that you're going to be on the show today, that you're on the show. She said, I need to be on Bob's show to talk about Women's Golf Day.
Ask her next time, what time is it going to be Women's Day Golf Day at Muirfield? That's what I want to know.
Funny that you should bring that up, because that's one of the things I want to talk to you about, the Muirfield vote. 64% came back saying, we do not want to allow women to become members of our club. And swiftly came the retort from the RNA, you will not be playing. We will you not be hosting the Open. No more. Not until you change it.
I know. It's such a murky situation when you delve into it. And I've been on Talk Sport quite a bit ever since the vote was taken. And I've heard a lot of different opinions about whether it's right or wrong. The one thing that's fascinating is a lot of the members that have wives that play golf there, the way it is now, because it's a male-only club, the wives get to play for free. And if it were to go to female members, then those members, if they wanted their wives to play, would have to take out a family membership, which would cost them more money. So there's many aspects to the story. Do I wish the vote was the other way? Absolutely. Do I think women should be able to play anywhere a male plays? Absolutely. But also, on the other hand, it is a private club. And being a private club, they can make their own rules. I mean, it's incredible. This week, I'm with the Salesmanship Club, which is celebrating 96 years in existence. They're the force behind the AT&T Byron Nelson, and they don't allow females in the salesmanship club. I mean, but nobody says anything, and they just go about their business. The salesmanship club is a male-only organization. So does the Open Championship, obviously going away from your field would be tragic. What's really funny is we're going to be going in a couple of weeks, Danielle, to Troon, which is a male-only club, and we're going to be hosting an Open Championship there. So I don't know. It's way too confusing for me. I just hope that someday everybody's treated equal. We're all human beings on this planet. Nobody's any better than anybody else, no matter what color your skin, no matter what religion, no matter what gender you are. Everybody's equal.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things they brought up during the talk about the vote, 64%, they're going to have another vote in another couple of years. Obviously, some members hoping they can strong arm other members to change their opinion, was that if they open it up to women, the membership ranks could grow. Well, right now, I believe it's down. Memberships are down in the UK some 17%. So they thought from an economic standpoint, it would bring more people to the club as members. But again, it's a private club. It's up to the private club to decide whether they want to admit women, men, whomever they choose to admit. It's their organization.
Well, you know, it's fascinating, Danielle. I've spent some time when the news came down with Ernie Els. And Ernie said, hey, Bob, let me tell you something. If I go to Muirfield, there are some rooms, several rooms that I'm not allowed into. It's only members are only allowed in that room. I mean, so they don't discriminate just against females. They discriminate against a guy that's won the Open Championship, that's won two U.S. Opens, and he's not qualified to go in one of their rooms. I mean, it's 1700 thinking, but that's what they like. And, you know, I guess they're entitled to do that if, that's what
home.
They choose.
Yes, it's their place. I want to ask you about Phil Mickelson. He's paying back close to $1 million that he didn't deserve to earn. It was used to pay off gambling debts. The SEC says his friends will be prosecuted for the insider trading. But Phil Mickelson is being called a relief defendant in the charges against the sports gambler, Billy Walters and Thomas Davis, the former chairman of Dean Foods. And that was what this whole thing was about, insider trading having to do with Dean Foods. Now, with Phil Mickelson paying back $931,000, how much is that in our world? You know, the regular person, it seems like people say, well, Phil Mickelson can afford it.
Well, yeah, obviously he can afford it. But Phil paying back $930,000, maybe a little bit more, would be the same as you paying a $50 fine for speeding.
Thank you.
And for me, it would be a $75 fine. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's certainly not an amount of money that is going to bother Phil. The thing that hurts more than anything, it does tarnish his reputation. It's not something that he would love to be associated with, and there are corporate deals that are in place that, you know, when they come time to renew, this may be a factor. It may not. I mean, Phil's done so much for lovers of golf to get himself involved in this type of situation. And, you can tell me till the cows come home that he didn't know about it, but I don't buy that. I mean, Phil's a very sharp guy. He knew exactly what was coming down. And, unfortunately, it got exposed.
Yeah. Well, but we often want to forgive Phil because he is such a nice guy.
Well, that's true. Anytime somebody with a great reputation does something, that's a little sour, you lean towards forgiving him because of all the good things that he does. And I'm sure this is going to be the situation with Phil. It'll be rapidly forgotten. It's just something that there's no need to have it on your ledger of life. You know, when they close the books, I mean, this is going to be there. I mean, you can't take it back and make believe it didn't happen.
You are at the PGA Tour's AT&T Byron Nelson, where I am amazed to see at the top of the leaderboard, and I mean this with no disrespect. I love the guy. He's funny. He's a slow player. Ben Crane is leading. I did a double take yesterday when I saw the leaderboard because I worked during the week, and I went, Ben Crane? And then I saw Brooks Koepka, Jordan Spieth, Bud Cauley, Sergio Garcia. Ben must be in seventh heaven, or is he scared going into the weekend?
Well, he's certainly not scared, and you're right, though. For years, had the reputation of being the slowest player on the PGA Tour, has tried to speed it up whenever he can. It's just that, you know, some people get into a habit of playing golf slow, and it's one of the more difficult habits to break. They just kind of do it naturally. They're not even aware that they're being slow. But and it's certainly not a reputation that you like on the PGA Tour, because what happens when the pairings come out, or the groupings, if you want, when they're in threesomes, and you see that you know, you're paired with Ben Crane, more often than not, you hear, oh, my God, this is going to take an extra an hour because we're playing with Ben Crane. And he's one of the nicest guys around. You know, I feel bad for him in a lot of ways, but it's documented that he plays slow. And, you know, he's going to be under the spotlight for the next 2 days, obviously, sitting on top of that leaderboard. Although he's just been tied by Sergio Garcia, that's going to be an interesting situation. Mm-hmm. If I'm a Hollywood producer and I want to add some drama to this situation, I want tomorrow afternoon to be a duel with Sergio Garcia and Jordan Spieth.
Yes.
I mean, that would be golf fans everywhere. And to give you a little insight into Jordan Spieth, he was able to finish his round yesterday. You know, he grew up in this area, went to high school in this area. He went down, his old high school is playing in a state baseball championship, and when he got there, there were no seats available. He had to stand out in left field, behind the fence, just looking at the game through the fence, but he didn't take any extreme measures of going to somebody and saying, hey, I'm Jordan Spieth, you got to find me a seat. You know, it was a beautiful thing to witness, Jordan Spieth just being a high school, a fellow graduate of the Jesuit high school, and standing out in left field, peering at a baseball game through the fence.
That's so cool.
Pretty amazing sight.
That's wonderful. It's kind of really shows, you know, it's not just talk, that Jordan Spieth is a really down-to-earth young man who is who you see, who takes the time, as he's been taught by the greats, to take all the questions, no matter what kind of day you had, whether it's a good day or a bad day on the course. He answers all the questions that the reporters and the correspondents have, and that's just who he is. Rory McIlroy at the K Club, raising money for his foundation, playing into the weekend. I watched this 357-yard uphill drive. Amazing what he is doing. He doesn't seem to be as happy-go-lucky, I suppose. Being the person hosting an event puts a lot of pressure on you.
Well, you're right on the money as usual, Danielle. Added responsibilities as the host, a real sense of relief by Rory that he made the cut last year when he hosted the event. He didn't make the cut. That made a lot of people obviously disappointed, and not as many came out on the weekend. They're out in droves at the K Club with Rory in contention. I know they had some bad weather over there earlier today. There's also a possibility of some bad weather moving into the Dallas-Fort Worth area tomorrow, and they're going to take a close look at that. And we may be teeing off early on Sunday to try and beat the potential weather coming in. Of course, I just talked to the PGA Tour's weatherman, a fellow by the name of Stuart Williams, who's been around for a long time, and I said, any chance of bad weather? He said, 30%. I said, well, tell him, let's go early. I can't do that with just 30%. I said, man up, Stuart Williams. Go ahead. Take a chance. Tell him to go early. And then if that storm comes in, you'll be a hero.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
He says, if it doesn't come in, I'll be fired.
Yeah, it's a tough world for the weatherman on the PGA Tour. Bob Bupka, can I tell Lisa Godet that she can get in touch with you about the Women's Golf Day on June 7th?
Absolutely. I know Lisa very well. And, if she'll come on my show after being on your show, I'll be honored. So don't worry about that.
It's always great talking with you. Thank you for being on the show.
Hey, thank you, my friend, and just keep up that fabulous work out there.
Thank you, and we'll talk soon. We got a great summer of golf. I mean, the Olympics, you've got to be on the show for the Olympics, the Ryder Cup. We've got so much, and that's in addition to our major championships. This is like heaven for golf fans.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a season. We'll be leaving. We're going to be gone for 2 months covering the U.S. Open and then going over to Troon, then coming back and doing the PGA, which is celebrating their 100th anniversary at Ballers Royal this year. It certainly is going to be a very exciting year for golf.
Wow, I'm just going to have to follow you all over the place. Bob Bupka, golf host. He is the Grill Room Golf Show host. It's on TuneIn and Talk Sport, and he's golf reporter and commentator for Talk Sport in the UK. Such a pleasure to talk with you, Bob. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk next with a gentleman you all know. If you've followed golf at all in Hawaii, his name is Tommy Hines. He's in Shenzhen, China. He's going to be with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now, done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends.
When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
It's a great day to play a round of golf at Volcano. It's 58 degrees. There's a 908 and a 1050. And what do we have going on over here at Wailea? The Gold Course has a 10 o'clock and a 1030. The Emerald, a 1045. Liberty Mutual has a group going out, and so does Dell. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Tommy Hines, PGA, Shenzhen Golf Academy. Yep. Tommy Hines, Aloha Section PGA member, coach for Chaminade Boys and Girls, Aloha Section PGA Player of the Year. Welcome to the show, Tommy.
Good morning, Daniel. How are you all doing?
Good. I mean, we're doing great. It must be like, oh, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the morning.
About 1:15.
And you're up and you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Okay, so why did the Kauai High School graduate, Tommy Hines, leave the Tommy Hines Golf Learning Centers and the Brian Moog, working with Brian, and go to China?
Try a different perspective on golf. There was some job opportunities in China. I've never been to a foreign country before, and I just figured I'd make a chance and take a chance. And there was an opening here in Shenzhen at the Shenzhen Golf Club, and it took me about 3-4 months to do an interview and get a passport and a visa, travel visa, of course. And August of 2013, I moved over.
Wow. Do you speak Chinese?
I do not. I am spoiled because I get a translator to help me with my instruction.
Wow. How cool is that? So what's it like teaching golf in China? You're at Mission Hills at the Shenzhen Golf Academy?
Actually, I'm at Shenzhen Golf Club here in Shenzhen.
Mission Hills, no problem.
Mission Hills, which we all know, it's about 45 minutes from where I work. Shenzhen Golf Club is the oldest golf club in Shenzhen. It's about 25 years old now.
Now, tell me, how is golf perceived? We hear a lot of press about golf in China is frowned upon by the government because it's considered the rich man's, a waste of time, waste of money, waste of resources. We shouldn't be using the water, shouldn't be using the land. It should be used for farming, not for golfing. What do the people say?
You're right on everything that you said. The government this past year did shut down about 30 golf courses because of those reasons of the water. The government wants the land back to build homes. Within the last month, though, the government has eased back a little bit, realized it is economically okay to have a golf course. One thing in China, Daniel, is that when they do a project, it's very massive. It's 36 holes. Clubhouse looks like a hotel. the problem they were having is that politically, these people would go play golf, like, you know, a business golf outing, and you would end up people doing business deals on the golf course. And the politicians would be making way too much money off on the golf course, excuse me.
Okay, so what we always talk about is how we need to learn to play the game of golf so that we can actually do, you know, the socializing with our potential customers or clients. And then
correct.
Afterwards, we have a better relationship with them. And so it's easier to continue that business relationship into actual business. What was happening, it sounds to me what you're saying is there was shady deals that were
made. Yes. They say there's no rules here in China. You know, the golden rule is there is no rules. And they'll just build a golf course without any permits.
I gotcha.
Off you go and you have a golf course and that's it. Over here, you know, if you need a sidewalk, you build a sidewalk. No permits, go ahead. They have to be very careful of politically what hopefully is going to be on a correct path going forward.
Yeah, getting control back from, you know, it's
correct.
Like the Wild West. Okay, now we want to instill some fear in you. You can't just go off and do whatever you want, okay? So now they're letting loose the reins, but letting people know that they can pounce anytime they want. It sounds like it's a smart business decision with their economy somewhat in decline compared to a couple of years ago, and the idea that bringing the tourists. So who are you teaching at the Shenzhen Golf Club?
Oh, I'm teaching juniors. The junior market here is unbelievable. I have myself and another foreign coach from New England, and we have six Chinese coaches. So the junior market is amazing, and it's nonstop.
Are the Chinese excited about the Olympics? Are they? Is this like in South Korea where they got the LPGA has these really strong-minded women who can play this game? Like, I was going to say machines, but I don't mean it negatively. I mean, they're, you know what I mean? They make it look easy. LPGA, you watch LPGA and they're, you know, tee to green. They're just hitting everything the way it should be hit. And is that what the Chinese want to do to accomplish, get their girls, their guys to that level?
They have their own Olympic training camp in northern China. I visited this facility last year with one of my juniors playing a golf tournament, and this facility is nothing I've ever seen before. Four hitting bays, indoor hitting bays, a putting green with nine sand traps with nine different types of different sand.
Wow.
A gym, and they're just there all day, every day, hitting golf balls. And they hired Greg Norman to be a consultant for the team. It's whatever, like you said, the Koreans, whatever it takes to get your team to do the best performance for the Olympics. And of course, they're very excited.
You said you brought one of your juniors. Do you have someone that you are grooming that you see a lot of potential in?
His name is Ethan Yang. He just completed his first year being a freshman in college, Lamar University of Texas. And he got a scholarship, made the team. They won two or three tournaments in his first year, and he just came back actually yesterday. And so I'm looking forward to spending some time with him. With the other juniors, that actually what's happening, Daniel, they are going to America to learn, actually go to high school and train in America now.
So you have Chinese students, when they get old enough to come to the States to go to high school, they want them to get into high schools, let's say Punahou, that has an incredible golf program. Is that what they're seeking out?
They are going to golf academies. David Ledbetter, Gary Gilchrist in Orlando.
Yes.
A lot of them are going to Orlando or California. So they're looking for a combination of golf academy school.
I gotcha. Yes, something like what was done with soccer players, 14-year-olds, right? They're in soccer complexes while they're getting their high school education.
Correct. IMG. In Florida also is very popular here.
Yeah. Do many Americans stop by at the Shenzhen Golf Club?
No. not that many. No, actually, it's a lot more of the European countries, maybe some Australians, New Zealands, but a lot of people from England, maybe Spain, and just coming on by doing business trips. And then going back home. I don't have too many Americans coming through.
Interesting. Is it? Why do you think that is?
China is so big. People go to Beijing, Shanghai.
Yeah, yeah.
Shenzhen is still fairly new as far as a business center. Like I said, it's only been 25 years ago. It was a village.
Got it. Okay, it doesn't have the reputation yet. Yes,
at this time it does not. Even though it's a like a tax free zone, it's still very young as far as business wise.
What is its primary product? What is it known for? Is it a Silicon Valley? Is it
exactly the iPhones made here?
Aha! See? Smart people.
It's on the street. Exactly. So business-wise, everything's made, you know, obviously in China, but right here in Shenzhen, because of the tax-free or the low income tax, the iPhones are made here, and Dell and so forth. So it's an amazing enterprise they have here.
Yeah. I noticed on your Facebook page, there was a quote, "The biggest compliment you can give a person is to accept him just as he is." And I thought it kind of translates into, you know, your game, your golf game. When you get to the course, you've got to accept the game you've got that day.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you're hitting a draw or a fade or you got this big slice this day, you have to go with it. You can't do anything about that time, that day. Maybe after the round, you can work on it a little bit more, or the next day you can go see your golf coach, or however you need to improve. But that's what you got to the golf course. Play with it, enjoy it, hit the ball, chase it, hit it again, and then work on it at a later time.
Yeah, because so many people I hear saying, "What am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? Look at my swing. Can you see?"
And you're just getting more frustrated. You're not helping the situation.
You got to enjoy the moment. Absolutely correct.
Sure, of course.
How often do you get to come back to Hawaii? I mean, do you miss Hawaii?
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? I miss Hawaii, the weather, the food. as simple as this sounds like, the language, the speaking English.
Oh, I can imagine. When you're surrounded, when you can't, like, express yourself just with people that you see. But you must be learning a little bit of the expressions and some of the mannerisms so that you can, you know, I don't know. Are you?
No, I mean, I can somehow, I can, well, again, if you look on your iPhone, you have a translator app. So I can do talking, or I can translate Chinese or English back and forth. So I can communicate that way.
Oh, that's good. So you take your phone and you go.
exactly. What I want to say, I'm talking to my phone, and my phone says it in Chinese.
It's truly a miracle world, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Compared to when, you know, when I was growing up, there's no such thing.
It's magnificent. What is your favorite tip? I mean, when you work with a person or something that you've developed that you want, you can share with us for everybody who's going to play a round of golf this morning.
As far as a chip shot, you have 14 clubs. It's used multiple clubs. A lot of people they miss the green and they'll grab their lob wedge. And they're not comfortable. They haven't practiced it enough. What I suggest is use an 8-iron, a pitching wedge, maybe your gap wedge, and try to get the ball on the putting green as soon as possible and make it roll out as a putt. You'll be able to take a smaller swing, more of a compact swing, and the ball won't stay in the air as long, so you can judge your distance a lot better.
So take the club that you're most comfortable with, even if it means like gripping down on it or becoming a little bit more creative with how you hold it up against the ball?
No, I'm not really the most comfortable club. I like to get the golf ball on the green as soon as possible. So instead of your lob wedge, which would be in the air a lot further, then you have to fly it towards the hole a lot longer. I would grab an 8-iron and get the ball on the green with less air time and make it roll like a putt.
Yes. Good. Very good.
Yeah.
Tommy
yeah.
Hines, Shenzhen Golf Academy, Shenzhen Golf Center, rather. Aloha Section
Thank
PJ
you.
Member. How long do you think you'll be staying in China?
I have been here for 3 years. I see more development through the junior golfers, so I plan to be here for a while.
Wow.
In a few more years.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
And tell us the name again of your student who's in college and just back in China you're going to be working with this summer so we can find him and follow him.
Easton Wang.
Spell his first
name. And he goes to E-A-S-O-N.
Easton
Wang, W-A-N-G.
Easton Wang. And what school is he at?
Lamar University.
Lamar. This is exciting. Far out.
Oh, it really is. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tommy Hines, for being on the show. And are you in touch with Kelly? Kelly, please.
It's actually Kelly Hines. We don't go there. It's another talk show.
Okay. Have a great one.
But no. Thank you so much for having me. It's, take care. Aloha.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Cheryl Anderson, LPGA teaching and club pro, a Golf Channel contributor and director of instruction at the Mike Bender Golf Academy. Cheryl Anderson, the LPGA teaching and club pro, has been featured on Golf Channel on a couple of different instruction shows. And it's so much fun to see the different tips that come out, just like Tommy Hines gave us the tip about not grabbing necessarily your lob wedge, but taking your 8-iron so you can get up on the green quickly and more comfortably, possibly. So we'll be talking with Cheryl right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
On Tuesday, June 7th, more than 400 golf venues in 17 countries will host Women's Golf Day events. It's the inaugural International Women's Golf Day. Women's Golf Day, Tuesday, June 7th, and we'll be talking with Elisa Godet in a couple of minutes about all of the courses that are involved across many, many different time zones. We'll all be playing golf at the same time around the world. Right now, we're going to join Cheryl Anderson. She stepped away from her teaching responsibilities as Director of Instruction at the Mike Bender Golf Academy. She is LPGA teaching and club pro and Golf Channel contributor. Welcome to the show, Cheryl.
Oh, thank you, Danielle. So nice to talk to you. And I just got off the tee from teaching a lady golfer. So what a great day June 7th will be.
Yes, truly. You were on Golf Central and Golf Channel for Instruction Day in early May, but you've been on a couple of different of the Golf Channel schools of golf. For instance, you're going to be on Golf Fix. But I'd like to start off with something that I saw on Golf Digest, and
sure.
A good turn in golf is the core of a powerful and consistent swing. I think you wrote about that. And So I thought to myself, so how do I know if I'm making a good turn? And how can I find out? What do I do?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the best way to find out is to get measured, either by a qualified instructor using a video camera or using something called a K-Vest that can actually measure your rotation.
Okay.
Okay, so once you do that, then you're going to know. Even if somebody could hold your iPhone up and just take a picture of your swing, right, in video, you should be able to see, like, your left shoulder get behind the ball. That's really the key.
The left shoulder needs to get behind the ball in the swing. Gotcha. So you really need to, your rotation has to be excellent. And your flexibility is key here.
Yeah, we're really trying to encourage all of our students to get to a 90-degree shoulder turn. And if they have to let their hips turn a little more than even 45 degrees, say, because usually it's like you're going to turn your shoulders twice as much as the hips. But if the hips need to turn a little more, and if that left foot needs to come off the ground even, like in the old days of Jack Nicklaus and Mickey Wright even, let that happen. It's imperative you get a full turn, because that sets the stage for the downswing to help the club approach the ball from the inside.
Fantastic. And somebody could video you and you could see what you're doing, because the K-Vest, that's a pretty expensive undertaking, mm-hmm. isn't it, for someone to get measured that way?
Well, yeah, I mean, you would have to take a private lesson to get measured that way. But to be honest, it's worth it just to, you know, get your numbers and actually know what's going on. Because, like I said, if somebody just allows their left knee or their left foot to come up, it could make all the difference in the world, and it'd be worth every penny. But if you were just looking at your own video, just see if you could see your, like, almost the back of your right shoulder. If you were filming it face on, see if you could see the back of your right shoulder. That would definitely mean you're getting a full turn.
Excellent. Something else that I saw that I believe you did was setting up a practice tee.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to for you to go into a little bit, because when people go to the range, they're, you know, you see them on the range and they're just hitting balls. But you've turned it into, you know, it's almost like a gym, a little practice area with lots of different things, different tools that I can use to get better.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it depends on everybody's unique swing, right? They might be working on something different than the next person, but I always encourage people to set up an alignment stick pointing it right on the target line, and then put another one parallel to that one about 2 feet on the inside for the stance line, because so often people practice and they're aiming their feet one way down the right side of the range usually, and then their shoulders end up compensating and going left to allow them to see the target better. So they're all out of whack before they even make a swing. So we like to have those sticks down just to make sure everything is parallel. And then you can add another one right on the ball to see if your ball position is correct. So we're big advocates of getting the ball pretty much under the left ear with the irons and a little closer to the left armpit with the driver. So just checking out your stance alignment and your ball position alignment by using those sticks will help a lot of people.
This is Cheryl Anderson. She's LPGA teaching and club pro and director of instruction at the Mike Bender Golf Academy. So when you were on Golf Channel's School of Golf this week, you were showing mm-hmm. us the inside approach to better impact.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe that for us?
Yes, what I like to do is take an alignment stick and stick it in the ground, pointing it directly at the target. Does that make sense, right?
Yes.
And it's about maybe a foot and a half up in the air, maybe like a 30-degree lie angle compared to the ground. And then you basically point the end of it, the point that's at the target, towards the middle of the shaft of whatever club you're using. And hang with me, it's not as hard as it sounds, but then you're going to slide your club a little bit on the inside of the stick, maybe about a hand length away, and then take a giant step towards the target. And then that's where your tee should go in the ground. So basically, you're going to make your swing back, and then when you swing down, the goal is to avoid hitting that stick, because what most people do is they get the club on the outside path coming into the ball.
Right.
And having that stick in the ground, it helps people immediately to get the feeling of that club approaching the ball from the inside.
Right, because when I, you know, was thinking about this, a lot of people say you can't go from the inside out, you know, and so what you're doing is you're helping us. It's like a guide plane, a guideline.
Yes, yes. We want an inside approach. Even if you're hitting a fade, you still want the ball, the club to approach the ball more from an inside of the target line. You never want it on the outside. And then, yeah, once you hit the ball, the club's going to come back around on the plane. It's not like you're going to go hugely into out. You're going to hit the ball, and maybe it goes out a little bit depending on what club you use, but then it comes back around with your body rotation. Your hips are turning through the ball, and it brings it back around.
You know, we talk about golf as a game that we can play until however long, you know, in your 80s, in your 90s. You can play it forever mm-hmm. if your body can mm-hmm. take it. How much, what do you recommend for people to do that they can't mm-hmm. go into a gym, they don't have time for a routine every day? What's yeah. your recommendation to keep somebody in condition to play this game?
You know, I'm the same way. I don't have that much time. And what I love to do is I walk every day. That's huge. And I also have one training aid. Can I mention a training aid on here?
Of course you can. Yes.
The Orange Whip. Have you heard of the Orange Whip?
Yes, I have one.
That thing is great. If you just swung that instrument like 10 times a day, you know, you're going to keep your body in golf, you know, in golf shape. That's what I would call it. And it allows your muscles to stay loose. It also helps you to stay strong. And I would swing it right-handed and I would swing it left-handed 10 times a day. And you would be amazed how quickly you'll be able to hit the ball again, even if you've taken a couple weeks off.
Wow. And now, what if somebody's just gotten the Orange Whip? Because this came up for me. When I just got it, it was like, what? How much can I do with this without hurting myself? Because, you know, some people are in recovery from an operation or just they haven't been exercising, but they want to get back to the course. How much swing is a good idea?
Yeah, you got to listen to your body, right? So maybe just take a couple of swings in the beginning if you've had an injury. Make sure you feel okay and then gradually work your way up to a full speed swing and then gradually work your way up to like 10 swings going as fast as you can. So, yeah, definitely listen to your body. And I tell you, use that Orange Whip on half swings, too.
On half swings, just, exactly, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It just gets everything in the right rhythm and gets your body moving properly.
I'm really glad you brought up the Orange Whip because it's so simple and elegant, and yet it seems mm-hmm. to really be good for the body.
Yeah, fits right in your bag, fits in your house. It's so easy.
It is. Cheryl Anderson is Director of Instruction at the Mike Bender Golf Academy, LPGA Teaching and Club Pro, and featured on Golf Channel. What's it like getting ready to do one of these segments that we watch on like, a school of golf?
Yeah. I am honestly amazed how Michael Breed and Martin Hall do their jobs because, like, what I had to do was just, like, a three-minute segment. They're on there all day long, and the preparation that goes into that is astonishing. And to have, I mean, those guys are just on air live, and they just, it just comes out of them, you know? It's part of them. For me, it's something that I have to rehearse a little bit before I can go on to TV like that. But maybe if you do it long enough like they do, you get a little more natural at it.
Well, Michael Breed is, like, the Energizer Bunny.
He is
constantly.
I've known him for many years, and honestly, he's like that all the time. He just has that energy. He's so amazing.
Yeah, and you can't fake that. You know, television. You are who you are on TV. You know, that's all there is to it. Especially in something like showing people how to play the game, or something as basic as giving golf tips, because you're really revealing yourself in those moments, right? Cheryl Anderson, you'll be back on, I understand, later on this year. And can we talk a little bit about hitting the hybrid out of the rough lies?
Oh, yeah, of course. I did a tip on that. Mm-hmm.
What is your recommendation?
Well, I'm a big fan of the hybrid when the ball's sitting down because there's a little more weight in the hybrid and it helps to get under the ball. Now, if you have a scraggly lie, I always prefer to get the weight a little more left, open the stance, so you have more of a steeper angle of attack, right? And you may even have to tighten up the grip a little bit to hold the face off because it's very easy to get twisted in the rough, therefore closing the club face. So a little firmer grip, open the stance, get the weight left, and hit that hybrid out.
I'm now, feeling it.
Yeah, good.
Yes.
If the ball's sitting up in the rough, you need to hover the club up in the air. You don't want it underneath. You need to hover it up in the air and just feel like you're sweeping it, and it'll go real far with a lot of roll.
Oh, that's excellent. And you do all of that in the 3-minute segment. I saw the part where I think where it was like practice. You sent in the video of and then they chose. How did you get selected?
I believe the LPGA selected a handful of like National Teachers of the Year that have won that award. So that's probably how I was selected.
You look great on television, Cheryl Anderson, LPGA Teaching and Club Pro. You did a great job.
Thank
for
you.
Golf Channel. And Director of Instruction at Mike Bender Golf Academy. Do you know how cool it is to say that Cheryl Anderson is the Director of Instruction at Mike Bender's Golf Academy?
I know. I never thought I would ever achieve that, but Mike Bender is the best, and I just appreciate working for him every day. It's a lot of fun. It doesn't feel like a job, and it's a great privilege to be able to coach people.
Awesome. Thanks so much for being on the show. Real pleasure to meet you.
All right. Thank you so much, Danielle.
Aloha. Have a great weekend. We're going to come back.
Too.
We're going to come back and talk with Elisa Godet, author, writer, and she's the organizer. And we've been talking about it all morning. Women's Golf Day. It's Tuesday. It's June 7th. More than 400 golf venues in 17 countries hosting Women's Golf Day events, including one here in Hawaii. Yes, so all time zones will be represented. We'll be back with Elisa Godet right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's master craftsmen can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
You can play a round of golf at Poipu Bay at 10:40, 11:30, or 12:10. And Poipu Bay has the most amazing opportunities for people who don't have time for 18 holes. You can get out at Poipu Bay. They hosted the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. You can play 3 holes, 7 holes, 9, or the full 18, whatever works for you. Poipu Bay has the Ocean 9, so in the morning for $99, you go warm up on the range. They'll come with get your cart, and escort you to the Ocean 9. It's absolutely spectacular to do that in the morning, and then you have lots of time for family time. You can then, let's say in the afternoon, you're just getting off work, you want to go unwind. Poipu Bay has the practice and play, and that's three holes. After you've practiced on the range, got your cart, you get to play a 3, 4, and 5, and that's $30. It's a very cool golf course to play. They have the 7-hole stretch for those of you who just want to play 7, or of course you can enjoy the full 18 holes. All right, we're going to enjoy International Women's Golf Day, or Women's Golf Day, on June 7th. More than 400 golf venues in 17 countries hosting Women's Golf Day events. Welcome to the show, organizer Alisa Godet.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
Hello, Hawaii. I wish I was there with you.
You got to come. Yeah, that would be so cool. I talked to Bob this morning, Bob Bupka. And he said he'd love to have you on the show, on the Grill Room Golf Show. Yes. So he's excited.
Excellent.
Yes. Everybody's been excited to hear about Women's Golf Day. How did this come to be? Women's Golf Day on June 7th with 400 golf venues in 17 countries hosting Women's Golf Day events.
18 countries. Tunisia just signed on yesterday.
Excuse me.
Very excited. Second Muslim country, which is huge, with all the unrest and kind of awful things that are happening. I think this has been, you know, this was our dream to have a unifier that could bring people together, and that's what this has done. 15 veteran golf industry people that we've gotten together, we created a strategy, and have been working on this for a little less than a year. So, the vision was, there's a lot of fragmentation in the market, and you see things like the Susan Coleman and all of these other events, and I think I spent a lot of time in New York City, and I saw a lot of these events, and I'm like, why couldn't we do something like this for golf? And that's where it came as well. The most important thing that I feel the industry has perhaps missed, besides, sure, we'd love everybody to be an avid 18-hole golfer, but most importantly is to see women as economic influencers. No one's going to buy a house on a golf course or join a country club or have their kids participate in a sport without their spouse's approval. Those are all things, and women are an economic power on their own, especially more and more these days, but they're also still responsible for a lot of the family financial decisions and other decisions.
Absolutely.
And that's where it came about. So it's really just, seeing that. We wanted something easy for the pros to be able to execute on, easy for people to be able to do. It's a 4-hour experience, 2 hours of golf. So you have the choice of either taking 2 hours of lessons or playing 9 holes. And we did some beta testing, and there is some method to our madness. If you and I tomorrow go out and play tennis, and we've never played tennis together, we're going to be with all new people. The great thing is you get experience. People that are already golfers are going to be the ladies playing the 9 holes. And with brand new people that are trying it for the first time, corporate women, mom, anybody who wants to try. There's no barrier to entry. A lot of the locations are free of charge. I have to give a shout out to Club Corp, who has been so amazing to have come on with 156 properties. Arcus has come on with their properties. PGA Tour Superstore, all their stores throughout the U.S., as well as Golfsmith. I mean, these are incredible industry leaders, visionaries, and of course, like you said, we have Mission Hills in China, Romania, Poland, Spain, Valderrama in Spain, high-end courses, munis, driving range facilities. It's incredible, and I can't even wait to see the social media that's going to happen on that day. And as you said, it's going to start in Australia and end in Hawaii.
It's awesome.
So every time zone, yeah.
Yeah, when you say end in Hawaii, I have not actually said where in Hawaii it's going to be, because I wanted to wait for you, Alisa Godet, who is the founder of Women's Golf Day. It's on Tuesday on June 7th. More than 400 golf venues in 18 countries, with Tunisia just joining, and Morocco. Morocco that's an amazing country. Amazing country. Before we talk about Morocco and how wonderful that country is, I just want to mention that we are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM Honolulu, KGU AM Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. Where have we gotten confirmation that the World Golf Women's Golf Day will be held at Ko'olina.
Yes, but Greg Nichols, I guess, has said that he will be hosting it. So we will hopefully see that in the next couple of days.
That's fantastic.
Up on the map. Yep.
Because
we're very excited.
Yes, Ko'olina does a lot of special events. Of course, the Lotte is held at Ko'olina. That's the LPGA Hawaii event. And it's just perfect that Ko'olina is hosting Women's Golf Day in Hawaii. So basically, women will be playing golf in every time zone at the same time around the world. How did you coordinate that?
We didn't. You know, we have just kind of gotten lucky, or the stars are aligned. We were looking to see when the first location would be held, you know, what country would be doing it first. And, you know, it's starting in Australia and then goes to China. And so somebody who was on our team was looking into it, said, you know, you guys, we're going to be going for 24 hours straight. So for 24 hours from when the day starts in Australia to when, you know, a 24-hour period, we will have an event going on somewhere in the world.
It's wonderful. It's the World Golf.
Yeah, and that's where I think the social media is going to come in. And, you know, while someone will be golfing and feeling like they're part of a community, I think when they can see that literally coming in, whether it's before your event or after your event or during your event, you're going to be able to go onto the website and see everybody sharing their pictures and experience. And, you know, this was it. We wanted people to feel like they're part of a global community. And I think, like I said, in its small way, you know, it's just the power of the golf industry of uniting people. And, you know, there's a lot of men that are behind this as well, men and women that have really put the effort towards making this happen.
Women's Golf Day on June 7th. It's between the hours of 4 and 8 p.m. Women and girls introduced to the game in an environment, in a friendly and inviting environment, of encouraging existing and former golf enthusiasts to attend, an opportunity to tee it up for 9 holes or take a lesson, whatever the it's pretty much up to the place that's hosting it. Is that how you've set it up?
Yeah, almost all of them are doing that format, which is that when you show up, a woman or a girl can show up and they can choose, you know, they choose in advance if they want to play 9 holes or if they want to take the lessons. And then there's 2 hours of mingling. Some places have, you know, speakers. You know, everyone is there's no cost for a facility to sign up to this. So, and then they can choose if they want the event to be public or private and if they want to charge or not. And so it's also like a revenue generator for all of these locations, if they want it to be. You know, it really is up to, yeah, it's up to every location to do what they want to do. I mean, this should be something that works for everybody.
So from 4 to 6, it's playing or learning, and then from 6 to 8, it's socializing.
And mingling, and that's, where the newer players will meet, you know, somebody who's just trying it will meet somebody, and they may say, well, I went on a great golf trip to Hawaii last year, even if they're sitting in New York. So that's what we're hoping, that they also share, you know, their experiences. I think it helps bring people in a more inviting way when they're able to talk about what, you know, how fun or what golf has given back to them or why they enjoy it. And hopefully get more people, or, you know, just realizing, you know, maybe you don't have time for a league, but you can go sub now and again, or this is all these things and all the many wonderful programs that exist, like Get Golf Ready. This is just a kickoff. We're not, we're a 1-day, 4-hour unifier, and then send people off to all the amazing programs that already exist that are out there. And hopefully people go back to the place where they had this experience and take lessons or, you know, just play with friends. That's what we want.
I'm looking at the press release that's out for the Women's Golf Day. It's June 7th. 400 golf venues, 18 countries, with Tunisia joining. Steve Mona, CEO of the World Golf Foundation. Eric Affeld, Golf Club Corps president. Also, Dr. Jen Welter, NFL's first female coach. I mean, it's good. Now, I got to ask you, I'm going to change directions just a little bit. We've been talking about women getting into the game and being an economic force for enhancing the game's profits for many years. And Do you think that it is catching on? Women are enjoying the opportunities that they're given now that we've made it so that you don't have to play 18, introducing the concept of you can play nine holes, or at Poipu Bay, for instance, you want to play three, no problem. You want to play nine, seven, 18, we can make it happen for you. Do you think that's helping women with limited time get into the game?
Yeah, I do. I think that that is. I do think that, you know, a friendly, welcoming format, I mean, that's kind of the feedback, I guess, that was heard in the past. Oh, we're just intimidated. I think we all are, male or female, if you don't really know the game, or it can be, I can see where it can be intimidating. So, yeah, I guess women are enjoying it more, except women at Muirfield, obviously.
Oh. Well, Bob brought
the non-women.
It was so funny. Bob brought up a very good point. He said that women's, for the spouse, for instance, of a member at Muirfield can play Muirfield for free at no charge. But if women had been, you know, allowed to start joining, then the male members would have to buy a family membership package rather than his single package, which would have increased, I don't know. But it is a private club. So the inaugural Women's Golf Day is happening on June 7th, and we're playing at Ko'olina. And it is going to be a fabulous event. There's the gorgeous clubhouse. Roy's Restaurant is there. Really a good place for everybody to socialize, have a nice time after practice or play. I'm not sure how Greg Nichols will set it up. But Ko'olina is a great location, and it's really great to see. On short notice, Ko'olina decide to do the Women's Golf Day, welcoming the new golfers. And that's what Women's Golf Day is doing, bringing in golfers in every time zone around the world. And to see Eric Affelt and Steve Mona, Jen Welter, and Jay Caron, the CEO of the National Golf Course Owners Association, incredibly powerful people who are deep into the game and understand that you got to make it fun and available and so that it's not intimidating to go to the golf course and have a great time, possibly meet women like-minded, and just enjoy yourself and find out what this game is all about. I think this is great. I applaud you, Alisa, for coming up with this idea.
Thank you. Yeah, and you know, it's everybody that's hosting an event and doing this that really are the champions, because without people, you know, doing that, then you know, people stepping up and saying, I want this. So we will post some of these emails and stories that we've received. It's incredible. Like I said, women in Poland, some women who went to their club, and the club said, no, I don't think I want to do it. And they just said, no, we want to do it. We're having this.
Really?
So
that is so cool.
Yeah, so I can tell you. That's club in Pennsylvania. I just heard the story yesterday. And they're even, you know, taking over the clubhouse and doing their cocktail thing there. But, yeah. I mean, it is really, it warms my heart. I just, it's like I said, all 15 of us are volunteering. It was a passion project, and maybe that's the reason why it just took fire. We thought that we would get the U.S. and Canada. Never in our wildest fantasy did we think 18 countries and some of these places and people that have reached out, like Estonia. I mean, everybody, even just for curiosity's sake, go to the map at womensgolfday.com. That's where you go to register anyway, but you can go. You can go to Bermuda and do it there, Mexico, South Africa, Australia, Mission Hills in China, I mean, Valderrama in Spain, Waterville, the first one outside the U.S. to sign up. I mean, I can't thank them enough, you know, for getting that ball rolling internationally. And, you know, when they see some of these prestigious clubs that we all know and love, especially going on and doing this, I think it helps bring attention to this.
Well, I'm going to be talking with a gentleman shortly who's in Scotland. He created a beautiful distillery on a piece of property that makes me jealous. I want to live there. The King's Barns Distillery in Fife, the Kingdom of Fife, close to St. Andrews, of course, in case you're not familiar with Scotland. King's Barns is very close by, and it's King's Barns Distillery. I'm hoping that maybe a Scotland facility will sign up. And,
I know. Can you believe we don't have scholars?
I know. I knew you'd say it if it were there.
You got to work your magic, Danielle.
That would be very, very cool if we could make that happen. So, Alisa, Morocco, just a quick point. Matt Janella introduced us on Golf Channel to the Prince of Morocco, who is an avid golfer, who's been playing golf forever, and I can't remember who went to teach him. Was it Gary Player who taught the Prince of Morocco how to play? And the Prince's father was a golfer. So,
HRH Moulay Rashid is the Prince, and his father was Hassan too, who started a tournament, an invitational in 1971, and he brought over Claude Harmon and Billy Casper, and that's who they were friendly with, is the Casper family. And then, actually, what a lot of people don't realize is Butch Harmon was the head pro in Rabat for 6 years, and then another, I think, four winters after that. So there's a lot of history there. That tournament has been going on since 1971, and they have been hosting a women's ladies professional tournament, first an invitational, and now a European tour event, for the past 22 years. So if somebody thinks that these countries are not progressive, they're the only place in the world that holds a event that Matt was attending is the Hassan II and the Leila Miriam Cup, and those are European Tour, ladies and men, the only place in the world that has it the same week.
It's wonderful, and I bet you Alisa was there.
I was there.
Yes, you were there.
Yes, I am very fortunate to be friendly with, to have befriended the kind people of Morocco, and it would be remiss if I didn't tell you that our U.S. Ambassador Bush, who was also on with Matt Janella, was very instrumental in having Women's Golf Day happen at the exact same course where Matt was, the Dar es Salaam in Rabat. So they are hosting it in conjunction with the Dar es Salaam, the U.S. Embassy. The other embassies are, women are coming as well, and more. And it just happens to be the first day of Ramadan. So it's just such a beautiful thing how this has all come together, and how people are embracing it, and it doesn't matter their religion or their culture or their language. Did you see our logo is like the ladies' bathroom sign almost, with the woman with golf shoes on and a golf club. So it's universal. It's just really simple, and it's bringing people together.
Thanks so much for being on the show this morning.
I applaud you, because people like you are helping us get the word out, and that's what we really want now, is just for people to come out, sign up, and enjoy the day.
And you can go to womensgolfday.com, womensgolfday.com. It's just like it is, just no apostrophe, womensgolfday.com, to find out more. Women's Golf Day on Facebook, on Twitter, it's Women's Golf Day. On Instagram, it's Women's Golf Day. YouTube, it's Women's Golf Day. Got it? Thank you so much, Alisa. Aloha.
Thank you. Aloha. Thank you so much.
We're on our way to Scotland right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily.
They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath. Rip it and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Douglas Clement, founder Kings Barns Distillery, not far from St. Andrews. This is the place to go. Welcome to the show, Douglas.
Hello, Danielle, and aloha and happy World Whiskey Day from Kings Barns here in the Kingdom of Fife by the home of golf St. Andrews to all your golf club show listeners in Hawaii and around the world. Believe it or not, it's a great day for you to be calling me because it's actually World Whiskey Day. Visit Scotland, our national tourist organization, and supporting this, and one day in the year, everyone around the world celebrates whiskey by having a whiskey day. And it's also actually May. Visit Scotland have also put May as whiskey month. Each month there's a different themed month, and this month is whiskey month. And it's also National Golf Month as well.
This is all working so well. Douglas Clement, while working as a golf caddy at Kings Barns Golf Links, his dream was born. You know, what amazes me when I was reading your story at kingsbarnsdistillery.com, that there wasn't a distillery within 50 miles of your location and you had to send them away to have some whiskey?
Well, that's not strictly true. There were a couple of distilleries within our region, one called Daff Mill and another, there's a huge big one just along the coast, but they weren't allowing visitors. So my idea was to create the first visitor whiskey distillery to basically keep my golfers happy at the round of the round, because I was a golf caddy for 20 years, and I got fed up having to send them outside our region for a whiskey experience, and I knew this absolutely stunning, beautiful 18th century farmsteading with a horse mill and a dovecot that I used to play in when I was a child. So I decided to approach the owner and see if he was up for turning it into a whiskey distillery and visitor center. And this was way back in the late summer of 2008.
What, is that the Weymouth family?
No, we actually, the Weems family are my owners, and they funded the distillery, the creation of a distillery, but the land that we're actually on is the Cambo Estate, and that's the Erskine family. So Kings Barns Golf Links, and our distillery, we're on, Erskine land, which is on the Cambo Estate, and we have a 100-something-year-old lease, for the property. Likewise, the Kings Barns Golf Links has a long-term lease as well.
So this is where this is the East Newell Hall. I'm mispronouncing everything.
The farm is called the East Newhall Farmsteading, but we decided because Kings Barns already is known around the world as a high-class golf brand, and also the name Kings Barns has connotations with our main ingredient, barley, because it comes from when the King of Scotland hundreds of years ago was wanting his taxes. Those taxes came in the form of grain, perhaps barley our main ingredient. So they built these big barns or granaries at King's Barns to store the King's grain in. So it's a more fitting name, we thought, King's Barns for our distillery and future whiskey.
Do you believe this? You go to King's Barns, you can play at the home of golf, you can play golf all around the home of golf, then you can experience all of this history. That's what I love. And then you can get wonderfully intoxicated, not just by your surroundings, but then by the whiskey that you'll be enjoying.
Responsibly, of course.
Of course, responsibly. You're not driving, you're walking. There's no reason drive.
Well, we actually have a complimentary shuttle bus now, so we are able to pick our visitors up from St. Andrews or anywhere in the East Nuke and shuttle them complimentary to the distillery for a tour and tasting.
Wow, see? And this is May and June, free pickup at St. Andrews Visitor Center or the Fairmont Hotel and back again. There are lots of different times. You can go find out more at kingsbarnsdistillery.com. I'm talking with Douglas Clement. He's the founder of Kings Barns Distillery in Fife, the Kingdom of Fife. I've got to go back to the building. I've got to go back to the, is Ducat?
A ducat. So a ducat is a Scottish word. In England, they say a dovecot. So it's basically, in the olden days, they used to farm the doves. In Scotland, they say the doos, both for their meat and for their eggs. So it's actually a main source of food for the people that lived on the land, particularly in the winter time, where it was turnips, the eggs, and the meat of the doos or the doves. So we've renovated this ducat. We've got 600 original clay terracotta doo nesting boxes in there. And we've actually put our first cask of King's Barns spirit maturing in there. And that cask is actually from America, from Kentucky, from Heaven Hill Bourbon Distillery. So the cask is used once for bourbon, repaired slightly, sent over to us, and we put our King's Barns spirit in there. And by Scottish law, we have to wait 3 years and one day before we can bottle it as King's Barns single malt Scotch whiskey. And our first whiskey will be available to my founder members. So I've created a club. 3,000 people around the world are invited to join this club. And you get the first release of our whiskey in 2018, and then four more bottles between 2019 and 2022. So if any of your listeners would like to join me on my adventure here in Scotland, then they're more than welcome. And we can actually ship to every to almost all U.S. states, including Hawaii, although there is 9 that we're not allowed to ship to.
That's kingsbarnsdistillery.com. Is that where you can join the
club? That's it. You can join the club there. Yep. You can join our adventure and our story and secure what we think will be a very highly collectible series of bottles from all the first releases of our King's Barns single malt from 2018 onwards.
Sounds wonderful. No, but I got to ask you something. Why do you need the casks from Kentucky? Is that because the wood is?
It's because of the style. There's different styles of Scotch whiskey that you can get, but we're going for a lighter, lowland, slightly fruity style. And for that style of whiskey, the American bourbon barrels are best for us. We're also doing a limited amount of sherry maturation. So we get 500 liter sherry butts from Spain. And this will give us, this will give you a much sort of darker, richer, more full bodied, sort of Christmas cakey type of whiskey. So the 85% of our spirit goes into the American bourbon first fill barrels from Kentucky, the other 10% into sherry butts, and then we're doing some limited port maturation as well, which eventually will give us 3 different styles or expressions of King's Barns single malt whiskey in the future.
Well, Douglas Clement is a golf caddy.
Formerly a golf caddy. I was able to retire a couple of years ago when I was given a salary and a job. But yeah, I caddied for on and off 20 years at King's Barns Golf Links. I walked around there about 2,000 times. And then one day the wind blew this idea my way, and I've just gone with it ever since without much experience. But secret really being, build a great team of people around you, find a great location, and then never give up. No matter how many people tell you it's not going to work, stay persistent and anything is possible.
Wow, you just said it in a nutshell. I didn't even have to ask you about making a dream come true. Now, when I said you're a golf caddy, I mean, that must still be in your bones. There's something when you play and you are something for a long time, part of that stays with you. And how does it work in your business in a way that you know, you have all the clubs in the bag? Which club am I going to use? You said bring a bunch of great people together, make sure that they're, so it's kind of like having your bag of professionals that you then delegate different things to. And because I'm thinking, how does Douglas Clement know so much about the liquor industry? All the different things that
well,
go
I didn't,
into it.
I didn't really know too much when I had the idea, but I enrolled in a distance learning brewing and distilling course from Heriot Watt University in Edinburgh. And then I built a team of experts, the architect, the engineer, whiskey consultant, finance advisors. I built a team of people around them, brought them out to the site, did my best to charm them. It's quite a romantic project. So as a romantic whiskies, it's quite a magical product, and the building's magical. So I guess I was able to persuade a lot of people to do a lot of work for me in the early stages, with the promise of long-term future drams.
It's wonderful. I know, I'm entranced, and it's the first place I want to go now. It's a bucket list item to go to Scotland. That's all there is to it. I've been to the UK, but only to the England part.
Yeah, well, whiskey and golf, two of our greatest exports to the world, so we're really trying to combine them here. So a round of golf at St. Andrews, King's Barnes, or there's some fantastic local courses around the course here. My home golf club's Creel Golfing Society, sevenfoldest in the world, 1786, and we've got Ely and London Links. There are so many fantastic courses in the St. Andrews and East Newcastle Fife area. So we're trying to encourage as many of those golfers to come here after their round for a tour and tasting.
Thank you. You can find him at kingsbarnsdistillery.com. And finally, what do people think in Scotland about Muirfield's decision not to allow women to become members?
Oh, well,
what's the word about
it? Well, I think most people would disagree with the members' decisions. However, I would say that there are ladies' clubs at St. Andrews, the Lynx Trust. They run the golf courses. And then there are four men's clubs. I'm a member of St. Andrews Golf Club. And then there are two ladies' clubs. I'm not allowed to join the ladies' clubs. And similarly, around the coast, there's a London Lynx ladies' club. But I think in terms of encouraging participation in the sport, particularly with women members. I mean, this National Golf Month this month, which is backed by the RNA, and it's backed by Ian Poulter, Charlie Hall, Melissa Reid, and the idea of this month is trying to encourage 100,000 new players into the game, and focus really being on women. So, I mean, it's not good, because we're a lot of the golf clubs really struggling to get members and young people in these days. So it's sad in a way that it's come to this. But, we'll see what happens.
Yes, we will. They'll vote again, and it is a private club, and they can make their own rules. Like you said, women don't allow us to join their clubs. So thank you so much, Douglas Clement.
No, thank you, Danielle.
It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Slán de bhaith, which is cheers in Scottish.
Aloha. And thank you to the people who make the golf club possible. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your company, your home project into artwork. In addition, they have pavers for your parking lot, for your driveway, and they can insulate those pavers so that it doesn't allow leaching from the surface area into the groundwater if you live or if you work in an area that's a concern. Futura Stone, only the best. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities, very progressive in the way that they create different opportunities for different needs, different times. 3 holes in the afternoon, 9 holes the morning, the 7 holes stretch, you're all 18. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai South Shore gem. Creative Plumbing. Okay, you're a building, a big one. You're a gigantic high-rise that are going up in Kaka'ako. You're a shopping center. You're a store. You're a custom home. You're a townhouse. You've got to call Creative Plumbing. The water's coming out of your pipes. You can't have that. It's a creepy feeling, isn't it? You've got to call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. That's Creative Plumbing. And Avance, a full-service salon, color cut and keratin treatments, good for your hair. And I just want to shout out to Norm Gunther, HawaiiGolfTravelNews.com. Go there for golf packages and book your trip to Hawaii or from Hawaii to your favorite golf destination. If you'd like to listen to this show or any of the shows that we've done in the past, they're all at RadioGolfClub.com. They're archived there. Just click on Radio Golf Club, com and go to the listen link. You can go to the the shows that are on demand. We're also on Stitcher, we're on TuneIn, and we're on iTunes. So you can listen at your pleasure at any time. Also at radiogolfclub.com, you can find the MP3 right there. Thank you for your mama on this beautiful day. We're going to have mostly sunny skies with some cloudy periods and a light shower. It's not raining at Olomana, and they've done wonders with the course. Go check them out. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.